From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. student Otto Warmbier, held in captivity for more than a year by North Korea, is now in a U.S. hospital after being medically evacuated. The family of the University of Virginia student said he's in a coma. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert had few details about the case Tuesday.
And we had difficulty, as you all are very well aware, in reaching him. We had to go through the government of Sweden, our protective power, in order to get any kind of information, and even then, it was extremely rare.
She declined to discuss his medical condition or why North Korea waited so long to release him. Reports said Warmbier fell ill from botulism and slipped into a coma after being given a sleeping pill following his March 2016 trial. He was sentenced to 15 years hard labor for trying to steal a propaganda banner. A Warmbier family acquaintance, Amy Myers, said the community's relieved he's back, yet prayerful over his condition.
Obviously, we wanted him to come home and be healthy and, you know, gain his strength here in the United States, but I think it's twofold. I think that everybody's feeling a sense of relief that he's coming home, but also very surprised that he's not in the best of conditions.
Warmbier's release came after rare high-level U.S.-North Korean contacts in Norway giving Swedish officials access to Warmbier and three other U.S. detainees. Rescue workers in Nairobi pulled a mother and two children from the rubble of a seven-story building that collapsed Tuesday. The woman later died. Bardsley Niani is with the National Disaster Management Unit.
The operation still continues. We don't know exactly if there are other people who have been left in the debris, but we are continuing searching. We have the number of departments that are here and are working tirelessly, and we are going to work tirelessly throughout the night.
Residents said they noticed cracks in the walls a week earlier. This is VOA News. A U.S. official said President Donald Trump has given Defense Secretary Jim Mattis authority to set troop levels in Afghanistan. The decision comes as Mattis acknowledged before U.S. lawmakers that the U.S. is not winning the war. Mattis had this exchange with Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain.
And we will correct this as soon as possible. I believe the three things we are asking for stand on their own merit, however, as we look more broadly at the protection of the country.
When can we expect the Congress of the United States to get a strategy for Afghanistan that is a departure from the last 8 years, which is don't lose?
By mid-July, we'll be able to brief you in detail, sir.
Mattis acknowledged the Taliban is surging, adding they had a good year last year and are trying to have a good one this year. The current U.S. troop level is 8,400. British Prime Minister Theresa May and French President Emmanuel Macron are joining forces to crack down on technology companies, ensuring they step up efforts to combat terrorism online.
We can announce that the UK and France will work together to encourage corporations to do more and abide by their social responsibility to step up their efforts to remove harmful content from their networks.
Speaking in Paris Tuesday, Ms. May said the campaign will create a legal liability for tech companies if they failed to take necessary action to remove unacceptable content. The U.S. issued an alert Tuesday involving North Korea following a series of cyber attacks that date back to 2009, warning more are likely. Stephen Norper, senior director of the New York-based Korea Society, said Pyongyang has a sophisticated cyber warfare apparatus.
They have a dedicated part of their military apparatus that works out of both North Korea as well as out of Northeast China. And they have launched, by all reports, very sophisticated cyber warfare. They were responsible a few years ago for a shutdown of South Korean banks, government sites, and there have been constant attacks since then.
U.S. cybersecurity firms suspected the North may have been involved in last month's WannaCry ransomware global computer crash affecting hundreds of thousands of machines. An Egyptian parliamentary committee has approved the controversial return of control of two Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. The islands were leased to Egypt during Arab-Israeli tensions in the 1950s. A massive fire engulfed a 27-story apartment building in West London early Wednesday. Police said there were people injured. It's unknown if anyone was trapped inside. The cause unknown. China's factory output expanded 6.5% in May, better than expected, while fixed asset investment grew less than forecast. But the government is still grappling with huge debt and excess capacity. China has reduced its growth target for this year to 6.5%. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.